places of the Shear. It's always the Chevra Meridian. And also the Parnas Ayom, the Fuchsbrumer family, Shvil Ila Nishmas, Itabas of Nisim Akoyin, the Shomisham and Aliyah. Also the family of Zev Tzvi Ben Miriam, Yishev before Shem Soshar Chol Yisrael. And for the whole month, the Thalheim family, the Zeich and Nishmas, Yehudishne Zalman Ben Aaron Leib, Shomisham and Aliyah. Okay, we should be so studious. Let's learn. We're on page Lamed Vav. We began the Pesach Dover of this remarkable Sefer Eshbach Lefan Avsichi. Shmuel Septimus did a little research. It turns out that he was nifter this past year. It looks like from the Machla. He was nifter this past year. Wasn't an old man at all, Rabbi Avram Yitzchak Carmel. So our learning should be a schus for the Levi's and the Shama as well. Mm-hmm. So we're on page Lamed Vav, and we were learning in the Pesach, the Mechaber is telling us what he wants to accomplish together with us during this Limud, what we're working on during the Limud. So on page Lamed Vav, so we did a few of, I think they call this nowadays bullet points. I've heard that term. It sounds violent, but I guess it conveys the idea that it's something, a sentence or two, that has within it a lot. So we're on page Lamed Vav. Uchsha ha-nefesh shel Beis Yaakov bo begolus. So on the third down the page, on page Lamed Vav. So the Svarma, unless you're going to, you could use them, but not buying them or something else, unless you're going to be regular. It's not, you only have a few of the Svarma. So you're welcome to use them, but we need them back. Ukshanefesh of Beis Yaakov bo begolus tachas yad shivim l'shainis. Rabbi Nachman says, Lamed Vav, on page Lamed Vav, Rabbi Nachman says in Lamed Vav, Ukshanefesh of Beis Yaakov bo begolus tachas yad shivim l'shainis. Sefer Shmos begins with the descent of the Shivim Nefesh into Golos. And in that Torah, in Lamed Vav, Rabbi Nachman is talking about Golos. The Shivim Nefesh, the 70 base souls of Am Yisrael, the Shivim Nefesh, began their journey in Golos. Golos began in Mitzrayim, but Golos will continue over the years. Jews will find themselves among the Shivim Lashinas, among all the nations, the 70 languages that correspond to the Shivim Ha'umais, the 70 nations of Golos. So Ibn Achim says a very deep thing, just a sentence from that Torah, again, which is a Pesach, just leading us into the Sefer. Rabbi Nachman says that the Shivim Nefesh of Beis Yaakov, of the Jewish people, descended into Golos of the Shivim Lashinas, in Mitzrayim. It was the beginning. Hainu b'midoiseyam haro'im. The Rabbi Nachman is discussing the nature of Golos. The 70 nations, the 70 languages, correspond to the 70 Koiches HaNefesh that the Vilna Gaon writes about in a lot of Tzaddikim. Talk about, not going into that right now. There are 70 midas, 70 koiches and nefesh, and Golos among the nations, among the Shivim Ha'umais and the Shivim Lashanis, means that state of perpetual danger of a Jew slipping into the Shivim Ha'umais, the Shivim Lashanis. The antithesis of the midas of Kedushas Yisrael are the 70 nations and the 70 midas of Tumah of the 70 nations. So Ibn Achman says, "Kshanefesh of Beis Yaakov bo begolus tachas yad shivim l'shaynis, hani b'nesem haroim azahi ra'amas shivim kolim." The Zohar Kodesh says that when a woman is in labor, she screams out 70 times. Now, I don't know if anybody has a presence of mind. You could imagine like some dumb husband standing there saying, come on, it's 66. You could do better than that. So just like the ones who sit around counting the seeds in the remine, you know, the pomegranate, it's the Tzar Kadosh is talking about something very, very deep. And that doesn't mean that every single woman screams 70 times. There's some that don't scream. That there are some that whimper. There's some that curse. There are some that cry. There's some that scream 100 kailas. That's not the point. It's obviously a very deep inyan that giving birth comes to shivim kailas. And Rabbi Nachman says the shivim kailas of a Jewish child being born comes into the world with a crying, with a screaming of 70 kailas. Corresponds to the screaming of Jews in the 70 among the 70 nations that we shouldn't chalila slip into the galus, but rather we should emerge as Am Yisrael from those 70 nations. That's what Rabbi Nachman is talking about in that Torah in Lamed Vav. So Hashem has brought us down into galus. And we were talking about this last week. After Nischabur, we were talking about last week, last Shabbos, by Shalosh Shuvos. The Inyan of Chazal tell us that Hashem wanted to hear us cry out to Him the way that we did when we were in Mitzrayim. Hashmini Eskarlech. Eskarlech Sheshamati B'Mitzrayim. And the Medrash brings a marshal of this girl that fell into a bar, into a hole. It was last Shabbos, fell into a, and the prince came along and rescued her, and now they're getting married. But now, during the engagement, she's busy with all kinds of other stuff, side things, catering, and flowers, and the wedding gown, and everything. She's busy with other things, and he feels that kind of caring and passion that was there before, when he saved her, has pretty much disappeared. So Chazal give a marshal that the chassan, the prince, sends some listen to scare he hires a couple of guys to scare her, to frighten her. Ki'ilu, she's going to be hurt by them. And she cries out for her chasm. And he swoops in to rescue her. And this is a marshal of Hashminius Kailach, that after we left Mitzrayim, when we were in Mitzrayim, we were crying desperately for Hashem's help. And the Kala was crying out to her chasm. Once we left Mitzrayim, we very quickly began to take it for granted. Oh, okay. So we were busy with other things. But then we came to Yam Suf, and Hashem sends the Egyptians after us again, and the Chayas rose, and everything that was going on by Yam Suf, and Vayitzaku B'nei Yisrael Hashem, we began to scream, and Hashem said, "Ay, Hashemini Eskarlech. I miss the way that you used to daven to me when you were in trouble." So here we are again at Yam Suf in trouble. Hashemini Eskarlech. If you could think of other ways to get the Jews to daven, by all means. That doesn't usually work so well. All the other stuff. When things are going great, no. It's just how it is. So the Inyan of Golas, the Tachlis of Golas, is what Rabbi Nachman is talking about. The Tachlis of Golas is Hashmini is Kailach. Just like the woman in labor, something great is going to happen. But it's going to happen. That child's going to come to the world through crying out to Hashem. The 70 cries of a Jew in Golas, in labor, because all of Golas is Chevle Leida, Chevle Mashiach, to bring us into Geula. But to be able to move from Golas to Geula, to be able to bring ourselves out, to be Zoich Hashem, bringing us out from the 70 nations and the 70 Lashinas and the Koiches of Tumah and all the terrible Midas. The Jew has to dive into Hashem all the time. Hashmini is Kardach. that we shouldn't chalila slip into the galus of the 70 nations, of all of those midas raos, the karchas of the 70 nations. You see, Lo'aleinu, what's going on? The Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they're upset, and they're starting to. It's a small crazy group, but you know, setting a bus on fire and beating up a bus driver and acting in such a way. It's not a Jewish thing. Where do Jews take such a, from where do we get such a thing? When you're upset about something, you say, "Kapit l'telem," or you say, "Can I talk to you?" Kvishmos. Have you ever see such a thing that Jews get upset and other Jews and they start to act like BLM, to act in such a way, to behave in such a way, to carry on? It's a galus of the shivim humas, the shivim l'shainas, their midas. How a guy behaves when he's upset. What happens in the world when someone's upset. But that's the galus that we're in. We have to scream, shivim kolam. That's what the Zohar's talking about. That's what Rabbi Nachum's talking about. Hashem brought us into galus, not just where we live, but the galus of the 70 nations and the koiches, the 70 midas rose, so that we should cry out to him, because on our own we can't do it. We have to say Hatzileni, Hatzileni, like the princess was crying out to the prince, the chassan, to save him. Hashem is koich. That's what it means to daven. So a person should feel like him, he's davening. That's what Rabbi Nachum is talking about. Shanefesh and Beis Yaakov Bo Begolus Tachas Yad Shivim L'Shainis Hayne B'Midoseyim HaRoyim. And the Shivim Nefesh, when a Jew was part of that Shivim Nefesh of Beis Yaakov, is in Golus among the nations of the world, he has to cry out to Hashem for help, that he shouldn't become ensnared in that life of the 70 L'Shainis of the Midas Ros of the nations of the world. Azahir Emes Shivinko. And that's what happened by Yamsuf, when the Egyptians were chasing after us. Vayitzakov Nisal Hashem. Vayitzakov Nisal Hashem. We cried out to Hashem, and Rashi brings in Chazal say, Tafsu Umnas of Israel. So we took up the Umnas, the craftsmanship of our ancestors, who were big daveners. We daven. That's what Jew does, he davens. Im ein laadam es hazman shabahu yoshev levad. So the Jew doesn't have time every day, sometime, or at least a few times during the week. Shabahu yoshev levad, bodeid, by himself, bad bebad lefnei Hashem, completely alone with Hashem, not with any computers or telephones, not with any person. But bar bevad lufnei Hashem, mosai tizak nafsha lufnei Hashem. Then when will his soul cry out to Hashem? Mosai yesh lazman lazeh. When will a person feel the need to do that? When will a person find the time to do that? Unless a person sets aside time to be alone. Look at his baruch. Im tizak ech yargish es kol zahakosa. And not only that, but the Mechaber continues and says that the soul of the Jew is crying out all the time. But we don't hear it cry. Because we're so busy with so many things and we're so distracted we can't hear our own neshama cry. Unless a person sets aside time for that. In Tizak, Eich Yargish Es Kol Zakosa. And even if you're not crying out, Yeah, everything's okay by you. But your neshama's crying out. Your neshama does not want to slip into BLM. So your neshama's crying out. Why are you acting this way? Why are you behaving in such a way? Your neshama's crying. But when are you supposed to hear that cry of the neshama? If you don't set aside time for his bodhidus. Masai yishma is, when are you going to hear that? Again, look at the Maran Nun Vav. Uch she Hashem Yisborach nista mimenu b'astar ha'achaz. Shnas like you had there. Gam kein koshim ha'oil l'matzai. Rabbi Nachman's talking about the Pasuk Anochi haster astir panai, which is the Inin of Purim. Because the Gemara says in Chulin, Estam natar minai. Where is Estam Malka? Where is the Yantiv of Purim? hinted at in the Torah. So at the end of the Torah, Anochi haster astir panai b'yomahu. V'yelach, Anochi haster astir panai b'yomahu. I'm going to hide my face on that day. Anochi haster astir. But it says haster astir twice. And that's a hint for the Yontif of Purim for Esther Malka. So Ibn Achim says, K'shashem z'boruch nistim yonu ba'astara acha. So there's a double haster. There's a famous teaching. I'm sure that you all are familiar with it. So the first level of Hester is where a person is not thinking about Hashem. Hashem is in his life, Hashem is hidden from him. Hidden doesn't mean he doesn't see miracles. It means that he could be hiding from Hashem. In other words, he's not in touch with Hashem. That's Hester Aleph. And as a result of that, even though when he first began to do this Aveira, he felt Hashem watching, he felt Hashem being upset, but he is a very gross, a very is not like a heter. And at this point, he doesn't think about Hashem. Hashem is already gone from the picture. He just does this avay. Hashem is gone from the picture. So that's the first hastara. K'shashem is baruch nistim minu b'hastara achas k'shanas like a heter gam ken koshem ha'id l'matzai. It's hard even with one hastara, with a single hastara, it's hard to get back on track. It's hard to find Hashem. Once that already has taken place and he's sort of faded into the background, it's hard to bring him back. And that's why, unfortunately, what often happens is that the Avera continues, goes on and on and on. Koshemoid Lamatza. Me'achashekvar nasa kehata. Since this Avera has already become, Rabbi Nachman says, Michazal say, since this Avera already has become kehata, it's already like it's a. It's mutu, because if God's not watching over you, if you don't feel Him standing over you, so it's not like that. It becomes already like it's mutu. I will imkolze epshali ageya v'lachter ad sheyimtzoy says Baruch Shemai. Imkolze, the person in that state of one hester, could stop and think. He has certain. He might have. He's a sofko sof. He's a person that still keeps mitzvahs. He still davens. He still keeps Shabbos. So there still is that possibility that if he stops and thinks and he works at it, he'll be able to find Hashem. He'll be able to get back to it. Because Al-Koponim, the guy knows that this is not who he really is. Not really who he is. You know, he's doing this Aveira, and he's able to, at least at this point, he's able to still look at himself and give a krechs and to say, look, I know that that's what Chazal was talking about. That when you do the Aveira, the first time it's bad, but eventually it becomes Kehata. I'm that guy. And he's able to know that I'm that guy. He's still thinking, I'm that guy, that I've just gotten so used to this Aveira that it's become like it's not an Aveira. So he's still able to be in that place to stop this flow of Hester and to say, no, Adkan, I know I'm the guy that feels like it doesn't matter anymore. It used to matter to me, and now it doesn't matter to me. Oh, what's wrong with me that it doesn't matter to me? Okay. Okay, and therefore, Rabbi Nachman says, Avsha Hashem is baruch nistam yimenu, ukvanas like haveris keheter, even though this guy is just doing haveris like it's keheter, in kolze, efsha she yoshiv alibo zeba atzma, on his own. Of course, he still says some davening, he still does certain things. So, efsha she yoshiv alibo zeba atzma, it comes to a elul, whatever it is. A simcha, an avelus lo aleinu, efshe sheyoshev alibo ze ba'atzmoy, to stop the momentum of aveira. It's one hester, and he knows that this is ridiculous. It's not like a hester. He knows that this is a game, and he's just playing along with this whole inyan of hester and heter. Tani mashen nofal vihigir the b'chinas not like a hester, yevakish viyachter ad sheyetsim yizeh. And he could still scream out. It's enough of this ridiculous. Then Rav Nachman goes on to talk about what the Elder Zaid, what his great-grandfather, Baal Shem, spoke about, was the double hester. It's such a hester that also is nister from you. In other words, that's also hidden from you. You don't have an inyan to ask for help or to cry out. It's become such a hester in your life that it means nothing anymore. It means nothing. It means nothing. Absolutely nothing. Hashem Yirach. Even such a Jew can do tshuva, but it's very, very, very hard. But Rabbi Nachman, though, in the first part of this Torah is talking about the guy who's in that Hester Aleph. So it's not Shlika Heter, but it's not Afilu Bahastar Shabahastar. He's not yet in that place. It's one Hester. That song is an adaptation of a sentence from Mukut Imran, as you know. It's a little bit of a switch, a little bit of a tampering with the sentence, but it's from Mukut Imran. So this person is still in Hester Shlav Aleph. And Shlav Aleph means, like, I know that this is just ridiculous, it's become Keheter, and in a moment of sanity, he's able to stop and cry out and ask Hashem for help, not to just keep on going with this momentum. The second Hester is something else. But by the first Hester, that's most of us are in such a place, that's where you're going to, the first Hester. The question now is, so how do you have the presence of mind, when do you have the presence of mind to recognize that you're going through a Hester? When do you have that presence of mind? If you never, ever, ever stop, then it becomes Hastar b'soich Hastar. Hastar shab Hastar. And then you don't care. It doesn't bother you. You don't think twice. So he says, actually, a gay of a lachter at Shiim, so he says, Baruch. So the Machaber is saying, Rav Carmel is saying, look what Rabbi Nachman is telling us, that when you're in one Hester, when you're in that one Hester place, Efshli Yageya, it's still possible for you to put in an effort. Efshli Yageya, the lachter, to dig deep, at Shiim, so he says, Baruch, till you find it. Efshli Yoshev Alibay, as a ba'atma, you might still find Hashem and take this to heart and admit shenofa, that you're in a bad place, that you've fallen. But the Mechaber says, Masa Yesh Adam says, man, why would you ever come to think like that? Why would you come to this Efshli Yagei Velachta? So I said before, maybe it's Elul, it's possible to go through an Elul Harashim Kippur still to be in a place of Hester. Of Hester. A person can go through the whole Machzer and it's all Hester. But when is it really, really an opportunity to stop that Hester? When the person Mamish is able to hold himself in a place of truth, even though he's been dragging around a lot, he's stopping and he's looking things over again. Mosa Yeshal Adam says, man, v'hamokim lahoshiv alibo, to take to heart what's become of his life, to ask, heichan ani ba'olam, where am I in the world? What's with me? L'siyagei v'lachta, to dig deep. How is that possible? If the person is in a Hester, what would motivate him? Again, there could be a simcha, it could be la'aleinu, a shiva, or it could be something else. Aside from some external thing that might happen, or Rosh Hashanah comes upon you, that's also something from the outside. Stam. There's nothing that's happening. There's no simcha, there's no not a simcha, there's nothing that's coming to change this bad place, this rut that you're in. There's nothing to change. That Hester. So actually, I gave a lach to lahashiv the life. Nishkan yontin, nishkan mesh hashanah, nishkan simchin, nishkan arelis. What's gonna turn things around? The Teretz is Pesach Lamed Zayin. This bite of this. A Jew that has a kvius, you could run away from that too, obviously. But a Jew that has a kvius, come what may, once a week, I have 15 minutes that I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the Siddur. The Siddur, you could be in a Hester upon him while you're saying that, while you're in the Siddur, like we spoke about last week, you're in a complete and total Hester upon him. Davening is gone, there's nothing. But when it's his bite of this, that you have a 15-minute thing that you set aside. 15 minutes that you set aside. And the whole muhus of the 15 minutes is, how you doing? Ron Shalom. This is me. Chaim Reishim in peril. This is me. Hasn't been a good week. Hasn't been a good time. How could you not be honest? Like we spoke about last week. How can you not be honest? Yeah, like, you know, I told you that recently I started working out a little bit with this machine. I forget always what it's called.
Elliptical.
Elliptical. Yeah, mixed up with the eclipse. Elliptical. Elliptical. So my wife is so proud of me, you know. It's like this is, she's so proud of me. You know, because years ago when I got a treadmill like 25 years ago, it just ended up in my hat. And, you know, it's like, and so she didn't want even that. I should spend the money on this thing. I said, no, I'm going to do it this time. So she's very proud of me. Oh, Hashem, I'm sticking to it. So I was very, very tired the other night. And she said, Moshe, because I have certain nights, because I'm OCD and everything like that. So I have certain times tonight. I have to do it. That's when I set aside time for the exercising. I was never diagnosed with OCD, I'm sure they haven't. Because I've seen people a lot that have a lot less stuff than me, and they were told that they haven't. So she said, oh, Moshe, it's Tuesday night. So I went to the room there where I have the machine. So I had this, like, for a moment, I had this thought. I'm just too tired. So I'm going to fake it. I'm just going to fake it. You know, I'm going to go to the room. I'm going to go to the exercise room. And then, like, you know, whatever it is, like, a half hour, 4 minutes later, I come out, like, you know, like, whew, that was great. That was great. You know, go take a shower. That was terrific. You know, I wasn't going to say any lie, bad, some, just like a, you know, ke'ilu. So that was like for 1 second I had that having me because I was so tired. I said, I guess that's not a choice. You know, either I just say I'm tired and my wife will say, okay, so, you know, it's okay. You do it, you know, tomorrow. Or I actually do it. But there's no seichel at all. There's no rhyme or reason to going to the exercise room and not exercising, you know. Or to stand on the elliptical and to like, to check to see if my wife's coming. That's the tachlis. The whole point of this is to be real, is to be honest about your health and what you need. So, you have a time for his body to this, right? So what are you going to do? You're going to close the door and you're going to like stomp on the floor and your wife's going to think, wow, my husband's such a tzaddik. He's like, what a his body. This is a big his body to this. This is like a Reb Tzvi Meir, you know, he's banging on the walls and you're just looking at your watch, 15 minutes. You have your phone set for 15 minutes, you bang on the wall a couple of times, you come out, you go, that was something, his birds are going to take a shower. That was such a bird, this is nice. It's 15 minutes of talking to Akash Baro. So that's what you're doing, that's what you're there for. Let's go again. If you don't feel like doing it, then don't do it. But if you have that kriyas, if you have that kriyas, so what are you going to do? By davening, that doesn't work in shul. Even though you go to the same minyan every day for 40 years. The same minyan every day. It doesn't make a difference. Because along the way, davening became not talking to God. It became a ritual. I don't have to explain. Everybody knows that. It just became another thing that we got to do. It became a ritual. But his body, this is not like that. It can't be like that. Maybe it does become like that for some people. I don't know how that could be because it seems so silly. His bite of this. Yoishev la'adam noichach b'nei Hashem. Hejlamed zayin. A person is sitting noichach b'nei Hashem. That's what his bite of this is. There's no oilam. There's nobody around. There's no minion. There's no husband. There's no wife. You're sitting by yourself. Noichach b'nei Hashem. V'shoyfech eslibo. And you pour your heart out. Re'ei ovisha b'shamayim. Re'ei obishu shemayim pam lefnei chadoshim shonen kshenafalti lo yadati es navshi eich asisikach eich marati b'cha. And here, even though the person has gotten into some bad rut, and he's like in a momentum of avers. But he stops and talks. He says, look, Rabbi Shalom, whether it was a couple of months ago, a couple of years ago, Kshenafalti lo yadati es nafshi. I fell into bad things, lo yadati es nafshi, echasisi kach. How did this happen to me? How did I allow this to happen to me? How did I do these things? What's wrong with me? Ech meradati b'cha. Is he having an honest talk? It's not just saying the words in the Siddur. Ech meradati b'cha. How did I rebel against you? You're so good to me. Is this the way that I want to live? Can I live this way? Can I go on living this way? Look how I've become so far from you. Look what's happened to me. I'm in such a miserable state that even if I do this aveira, I don't even care anymore. But you're talking about not caring. What's happened to me? How come I don't care? How come Rabbi Shalom helped me? I don't know why this is happening to me. How come it doesn't hurt me anymore? How come I don't care that I'm doing this? How come it doesn't bother me? It used to bother me. How come it's not bothering me? Look, Koevli, it doesn't hurt me. Nasli Keheter. And you say Beferish. I know why. I know exactly why. Because Nasli Keheter. I'm running, I'm hiding. And this thing has become Keheter. It's become like Chazal said. You do it once, you do it twice. Nasli Keheter. It's Mutter. Libi Azavani, my heart has left me. I'm without a heart. Hoshieni Elokim. He's just bringing us into this world a little bit. Hoshieni Elokim, bring some saving. This is a person who's in Shlav, that first Shlav of Hester. Hoshieni Elokim. Ritzei Elokai Lahoshieni. Please, bring some. I'm asking you to want to save a person like me. Keilecha nafshi esa. I'm lifting my soul back up to you. Leiv tahar birali elokim. Rabbi Shalom, I'm so lost. I feel like I don't have a heart anymore. Create in me a new heart. A pure heart. Leiv tahar birali elokim. Create within me a new heart. You know, when Chazal were darshaning in the Masechta, Megillah, different chachamim introduced their teachings on the Megillah. There were different psichas, different openings, different introductions to the story of Purim. And one of the introductions is, "Mi goy godla shel olakim kraven lo kashem lo kainu b'chol kareinu imo." Which nation is so great? "Mi goy godla shel olakim kraven lo was so close to Hashem. Mi goy godla shel olakim kraven lo b'chol kareinu imo." We can cry out in Davin Town. And when you look in the Rambam and his Agdama at the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam seems to focus on this regarding the Yontif of Purim, that the Ikir Inyan of the Yontif of Purim is that Jews began to daven in Shushan. They began to scream. Divrei Hatzoyma is Zakosa. It begins. V'yizak Zakosa, Mordechai went out, V'yizak Zakosa, he got the kids together to daven, Esther. It's crying, Kaylee, Lama's Aftan. The whole Indian of Purim is davening. It's the whole Indian of Purim. It's the whole Yeshua is davening. The whole Yontif is a Yontif of Tefillah. That's one of the Tzaddikim said that there's a story that goes with it, but not time for it right now. One of the Tzaddikim said that the Jews are so busy on Purim because there's so much to do on Purim. In one day, it's like 20 days. So they are so busy with the Simchas Purim and the Shachmanis and the kids and everything's crazy, everything's busy, so they don't take time to daven. The Ik in the first, he says, "Nini v'yetzahara on Purim, not to daven." In our home, my wife and I have an inyan that between the two of us, every Purim we finish till. It's not b'derech teva how we do it. I run away for an hour or two. I go to the oil every Purim. It's not shy to do it. In the house, it's the biggest day of davening in the whole year. The whole Indian of Purim is Keli Keli. The whole Yeshua is Mik Goy Gorka. Who is such a people? Keshem Lachinu B'chol Kareinu V'Lov. Such a day of davening. Purim is such a day of davening, and you can do that at night also. Before, night. But at night also. And this year's going to be especially crazy. You say it's Erev Shabbos. You have to start the Suda by Chatzayis. It's going to be everything. Normally Purim you need a few days, and Purim's Erev Shabbos is already. Davening. Even if you only have a few minutes, Purim. The whole thing with Purim is davening too. So there's a Yetzirah to get so busy on Purim that you don't remember the daven. It's the Ikur of Purim, you don't remember the daven. You don't remember. The whole Yeshua came to Esther Malka and the Tfilas and Mordechai and Yitzhak, Zalka Gedoyla and the children, to get the children to daven, to get the children to cry out. So the whole Yeshua came in such a way. To have not that it became very popular to make groups of children to have children learning on Purim. To try in the middle of the day of Purim to learn with kids a little bit, to have like an Avos Abon in the middle of Purim. It's a very, very chashuv thing. They were learning on it's a very chashuv thing, it's a big thing. But they didn't, as usual, davening is not the big thing. Davening is always, because that's already Vayar Hashem Kisnu Alaya. Chazal already revealed to us. The Dinin of Rachel Imenu is Yifas Torah, Yifas Mer, everybody loves Rachel. Rachel is Torah Shabbal Peh. Rachel is learning Torah. And that's beautiful, that's exciting. But Leia is Vayar Hashem Kisnu Alaya. Leia is davening. Leia Imenu is davening. Leia, you know, not, she didn't look to everybody as beautiful as Rachel. Leia. Vayar Hashem Kisnu Alaya. Yeah, Hashem Kisnu, Leia is davening. Rachel is learning. When it comes to learning, so to run to learn, it's gewaldic, it's enjoyable, it's exciting. To daven is Vaya Hashem Kisnu. The whole Indian of Purim is tefillah. Haye Efo Masai Hu Azman, Hamokim Va'oifin Shmanucha Ladaber Kachel Hashem. Haye Efo Masai Hu Azman. When is going to be a time? Where's the place? What's the time that you can actually stop this inning of Nasal Kehete? When? When are you supposed to do that? Where? And how are you going to do that? And don't answer soon it's going to be Shabbos. Shabbos could be the same. You can live in the same oblivion on Shabbos. You could sit back and open your belt a little bit and to sing Dra Yikra. Give me the same oblivion on Shabbos. Lav Davka. It doesn't have to be anything particularly honest when it comes to Shabbos as well. Hashem Yerachim. It's a shame, but that's how it is. Where one can speak to Hashem and say these things that need to be said. And talk about these things that need to be spoken. Lishpoich es ha'emes shebelev. Lishpoich es ha'emes shebelev. To be honest. Let's say you have some people, some husbands and wives, that unless they're sitting in the therapist's office, they can't talk in a real way. One of the most important things about people having, and young, to go to therapy, is so many times people tell me that they go to therapy and the guy or the lady just sits there, no, 45 minutes, $200. You didn't do anything. So hopefully the person will have some aces at some point. A couple thousand dollars later, maybe there'll be an aces or two. But even before the aces, the therapist did a very hush of a thing. He got the two of you to talk to each other without it ending with somebody stomping out of the room and I'm not talking to you. He actually got you to sit down and to talk. To be open, to talk, to be honest. It's a chashuv thing. It's a chashuv thing. When I was growing up, I don't remember once being in class where a teacher or a rabbi said, would you like to talk about something? I don't remember ever hearing such words. Anything on your minds? Anything you'd like to talk about? What do you think? I don't remember. Maybe now they do that to teachers. I never heard such words coming from a teacher. A time to be able to talk, to be honest. For that alone, that's a chashuv thing just by itself. Because if you get a Jew to pay $200 and it's 45 minutes, he's going to talk. You understand? It's $200 for 45 minutes, and that's already nowadays already not so expensive anymore. It's getting so crazy. $200, this guy's paying for 45 minutes. He's going to talk. He's going to talk fast. Right? He'll talk. Be honest. Talk about what's really going on. When a person will sit and be apart and away from everybody, physically and technologically, to be away from everyone, bad, bebad im Hashem, completely, absolutely alone with Hashem. That which brings a person more than anything to what? To kirvas alakim litoiv, which is the tachlis, closeness to Hashem litoiv, as we spoke about last week. Who has bodiness? That's his bodiness. Sheteshev lefnei Hashem. Tekayim shifri kamayim libech noichach b'nei Hashem. When you're sitting alone with Hashem, and you mekayim the pasuk of shifri kamayim libech, you pour your heart out to Hashem. Shetadaber im Hashem kedaber ish el re'ehu. We were talking about for a few weeks. Like to a friend. Kedaber ish el re'ehu. Like you speak to your good friend. Then taschel hargish mahi kirvas alakim. Then you're going to begin to feel what's the meaning of kirvas alakim. Then you start to feel kirvas alakim, a relationship. You start to feel a closeness of kirvas alakim. Kfi shomer Rabbeinu l'maharna, like Rabbi Nachum once said to Rabbi Nosson. So we'll say it in the original. I'll try to say it in the original, and then we'll see the translation. The vayte zeh gut meretz zechayis, das hearts from the Eibishter, as I've been meretz zechayis. His heart's from the Ein Emerson Gutter friend. For halatoyv ma'oy. It's very good, Rabbi Nachum said to Abnosin. It's very, very good. Because Yashayvchem as a lev lefna Hashem is baruch. When you pour your heart out to Hashem, Kamosh Yashayvchem as a lev lefne chaver toiv amiti, the way you pour your heart out to a good friend, to a good close friend. It's very, very good. They say a story that one of the Talmidei Baal Shem was nifter. I don't remember. I think it was the tzaddik from Rasvadav, but I don't remember 100% sure. But this tzaddik was nifter, and when Reb Naftali Rapshitz heard that tzaddik was nifter, when Reb Naftali Rapshitz heard about it, he said a loshen that. Hayoy never look at his baruch. Today the Baruch Shalom lost a good friend. He heard that tzaddik died. He said, today the Baruch Shalom lost an ein emerson guter friend. An emerson good friend. The Baruch Shalom lost an emerson good friend today. That tzaddik, there was nifter, was an emerson good friend. So you could ask Akasha what Rav Tali Rapshitz has said. What? Why? What's the kasha? You have a kasha? What's the kasha? Yeah. Why did the Baruch Shalom lose a good friend? We lost a good friend because the tzaddik is not here anymore. Baruch Shalom lost a good friend. And you could say just the opposite. The good friend is going back to the Baruch Shalom. It's faket. Now we there's no competition. He's back with Hashem. So what did the Rapshitz say such a thing? That he lost, the Baruch Shalom lost. I miss a good friend. A good friend he lost. He's a monarch, what do you think?
He was doing his shlichus far away, and he was doing effective over there. Now that he's over here, he's not effective over there.
Exactly. I lost a good friend in the miserable place over there, Noilam Haza. I had such a good friend who was working for me hard in that world. I lost a good friend in Brooklyn, you know. I lost a good friend in the Five Towns. That's the much I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, have him with me. We'll have a nice time. It'll be very, very nice. But I had a good friend over there who was really doing good things for me. A good friend. That's a big, big thing to be a good friend with the Baruch Shalom. I told the Baruch Shalom, this tzaddik, Baruch Shalom was a good friend. So, you need to be a good friend. The Iker Dveikus to the Baruch Shalom, the Iker Dveikus, which the Sfarim tells us, is between a Jew and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is really in this world. That in the place of Anochi Haster Haster Panai B'Yomhu, in such a place, you still have a relationship to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in such a way, that's a good friend. A good friend is not somebody that. It's nice when you're together with your good friend. That's very, very nice. But a real good friend is somebody you're together with even when he's far away from you, no? That's a real good friend. To be good friends when you're hanging out together, that's not such a chachma. But to be really good friends when you're not together, and you think of the person, and you care for the person, and you miss the person, and you live according to the way that that person would want you to live, that's called a good friend. So this is a world of Hester Panim, and Davka, the Hashem Shabbat treasures in the deepest way the friendships that he has in this world. Not the Malachim. The Rosh doesn't make such a big deal about the Malachim like he makes about a good friend in this world. Because in this world, there's a million friends you could have. There's a million things that would take you away from that friendship with Hashem. And what the Haftarah Rosh was saying is that this Tzaddik, in this world, was a good friend. He was a good friend of the Rosh. Complimented about the Rosh that gave to the Tzaddik. It's a good friend of Hashem. That in this world, a person would remember that Yedidus, Yedid Nefesh in this world. There are a million reasons to forget that friendship. To forget that friendship. Okay, it's so easy for a husband away from the wife not to remember who he is. Or a wife is away from the husband not to remember who she is. The children, when they're not with their parents, or somebody's far away from where he comes from, how it's so easy to forget who you are. The Rosh had a good friend in the world. That's the Iker friendship that the Kosh Baruch has, that Yedidus. That Yedidus is the... That's what you see that you see in the Kinis, Mali Yedidi Bebesi, that Avraham Avinu, Hashem called Avraham Avinu Yedid, a good friend. Mali Yedidi Bebesi, it's a hint, it's talking about, the Medrash is talking about Avraham Avinu. It's brought into the Kinis. But the Medrash is talking about Avraham Avinu. Mali Yedidi Bebesi, because Chazal tell us that by the Chorban, Avraham Avinu went to cry in the Chorban, by the Beis HaMikdash, he went to cry. And Hashem said, Mali Yedidi Bebesi, what's my good friend doing in my house? And then Avraham Avinu lets him have it. But Hashem asked him, Mali Yedidi Bebesi, what are you doing with my friend, Yedidi Bebesi? Because Avraham Avinu was raised in Avodah Zarah, in such Avodah Zarah, and Hashem calls him Yedid, good friend. Avraham Avinu was a good friend. Avraham Avinu left everything, gave up everything. He gave up everything. He gave up the big job on Wall Street. Gave up Broadway. Gave up playing in the starting lineup of the Yankees. He gave up everything. Mali Yedidi Bebesi, a good friend I had in this world. A good friend. What a good friend I had in this world. There was a tzaddik who has the name Yedidya. Who's Yedidya? So is my grandson. The tzaddik. Who's Yedidya? It's a name from Tanakh. Oh, okay. Divya Yom is a hard savior. Shlomo Melech is Yedidya. Another name for Shlomo Melech is Yedidya. Yedidya. Ma Yedidus Menuchasayach. Zayis Menuchasayach Vesamekdish Yedidus Mishkanasayach. Shlomo Melech was a good friend. Why is Davka Shlomo Melech? Why is he called the Yedid? Because Davka had a good life. He had a very good life. His father was Davka Melech. Yeah, but Shlomo was being pulled in a lot of directions without going into the pratim of that right now. The Baruch Shlomo said he came back to Beis HaMikdash, to build the Beis HaMikdash for the whole world. He's a good friend. He made an outpost for me in this world, Shlomo Melech. He built the Beis HaMikdash, he made an outpost. He made an outpost for me in this world. He made a dear b'tachtai in this world. He's a good friend. He's a good friend, Shlomo Melech. Okay, and therefore, the bottom of page Lama Zayin. Toiv moed lefaris, sichose v'tzaro lefonig isbar. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman says, it's so good to lefaris sichose, to go into details, to explain, to talk to Hashem, to get into everything. It's sorrow and what's bothering you, what's hurting you. Kaben shekoybelos ne'oviv, like a child who's crying out to his father with problems. Tnuas shel chein v'rachmim. Even the tnuas, even the most, the gestures of the child, there's a certain chen. When the child is making certain faces and crying, there's a certain chen in his movements. The racham and shikarin, there's a certain chen that the child carries on in the way that he looks or she looks and is crying out to a parent. There's a certain chen. There's something about that. It's chen and racham. Because the child didn't behave so well. The child knows that his father is upset with him, and he wants to be close to his father. So there's a chen, there's something about that. And Rabbi Nachman said, and how much better is it if the person can bring himself to such a place, like a child who actually cries in his Hezbaridus. He's actually crying. Let's just read the Hebrew. Targum. You see what it says, Targum? Yelad Shashum Hem Yisrael. The Jewish people, and every Jew, is a Yelad Shashum, is a delightful child, a treasured child. Shechot l'fnei malkam b'chaldavu, but the child has sinned in every way. Yesh gershim's mischatim, which means to cry out to Hashem, come to beg Hashem, l'fnei malkam b'chaldavu. U'miyad k'shem mischanin l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And miyad, when this mischievous, misbehaving child comes and calls out Hashem, begs Hashem, chayzim b'tshuva, and does tshuva, u'boichin lefanav, kibena boich lefnei aviv. To do tshuva, and cries like a child crying to be close to his father. V'zeh ma shekosu b'hemshech ha-pasuk v'nei nara boicha. Now the Zohar is learning this on little baby Moshe when he was in the basket, when he was in the water. So it says that she went there, Bas Paro went there, and Nar Boicha. She said Mial de Hivrim, right? There's a baby that's crying. She says Mial de Hivrim. It's a Jewish baby. Zemash Kosov, the Zohar explains, B'emshech HaPosuk, it says, V'nei nar boicha, when a Jew cries. Kevin shu boicha, so kol ha'gzeirus haroz, when Hashem sees the Jew who's coming to him and crying, so kol ha'gzeirus haroz, all the big gzeirus shabodim go away, v'shemuvu b'emshech HaPosuk, that's why it says, v'sachm lalo, that the daughter of Paro, who in the, according to the Zohar, is representing the Shechina, v'sachm lalo, she has rachmanis, v'nei nar boicha, mi'al de'ivrim, there's a Jewish. There's a Jewish baby, there's a Jewish child. A nar doesn't mean a baby. There's a Jew who's crying. So it says right away, V'sachm l'lo Hashem. When a Jew cries, V'sachm l'lo. When you cry to Hashem, when you're so sincere that it brings you to that place of honest tears, V'sachm l'lo, the Zohar says, She has rachmanis. She brings him in. V'sachm, I'll take care of you. V'sachm l'lo. Klamer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'ir Olav is Midas HaRachim HaMerachim Olav. Midas HaRachim HaMerachim Olav. V'azu Nikra Yelad Sha'ashun. And even at that moment before the person does tshuva, just from the crying, is already called Yelad Sha'ashun. Yelad Sha'ashun. Just from crying. From wanting to be close to the Father. Is already a Yelad Sha'ashun. And V'sach Miyad V'sach Olav. The Zohar says Miyad. Right away, the Shechina has Rachmanis. Bas Paro has Rachmanis. Right away, Vesachmol. Inar Boicha Vesachmol. Kshata Yosef Nei Hashem. Mischanin Veshoivich Zlipcha. When you're sitting with Hashem alone, and you mischanin Veshoivich Zlipcha, and you pour your heart out. Boicha Ki Edelif Nei Oviv. Atu Yelad Hashashum Shal Hashem Zboch. Even if you haven't changed yet, just by the mere fact that you're sitting alone, and you're honestly crying to him. Already, the Zohar is teaching us, you're already Yelad Sha'ashum. Yelad Sha'ashum. In Hashem's book, you're already Yelad Sha'ashum. Of course, you have to try to fix things and change, but at that moment, already it's Miyad Atach malov, and the Zohar says miad, right away, right away. It's a yelid shashum, right away, right away. It's a delightful child, and that's how it is with a parent. When there's a loving parent, the kid is misbehaving, the parent gets angry, and the child starts to cry. First, he's being stubborn, and then the parent's angry. And then the child starts to cry, I'm sorry, I want to do it, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, I'm sorry. And then miyad, miyad, b'sachmol. I had that when I was a little kid. I remember with my mother that after 30 seconds, she was asking me to forgive her. That's how it worked so well. B'sachmol. First, she's so angry with me, she's coming after me. And then she gave me a little patch. Wasn't much of anything. It was a little patch she gave me. And I remember as a child. And then my mother saying, I'm sorry. And she's hugging me. I'm sorry. I'm crying and she's crying. It was all my sin. So I was thinking, this isn't bad. I did that very and she's crying. No? The Sachmalav. The Sachmalav. The Shekhinah is such a... Miad, miad, the Sachmalav. That's a Shekhinah. If a person is already in that place, it is about this of being honest and talking and admitting and saying, I'm sorry. Yeah. Even if you don't know how you're going to change. You don't know what you're going to do. How are you going to fix this? But miyad v'sachmol, that's what the Zohar says. Miyad. Immediately v'sachmol. Okay, Mishnah, next week we'll finish the Pesach.